From WGCU News, I'm John Davis. State wildlife biologist rescued a manatee in southwest Florida waters Wednesday with symptoms resulting from a toxic red-tide algal bloom. WGCU's Jessica Mazaros reports this seems to be a trend.
At a boat ramp just off the Sanibel Causeway, a roughly 8-foot adult manatee is breathing heavily on a trailer. Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission biologist Dan Levin says someone sent photos and video of the sick manatee to the FWC. He says it has symptoms of red tide. The manatee did not even react when he touched it.
It had some small seizures and showed some trouble breathing, so we removed it to help ease some of the toxin.
The FWC is transporting the manatee to the Miami Seaquarium for rehabilitation. Levin says they're starting to see more signs of red tide in marine animals here. This is the second manatee with symptoms rescued by the FWC just this week. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, sent out its most recent red tide report last week, showing high concentrations of the toxic bloom in the bay regions of Lee County. Dead fish and people complaining of respiratory irritation were also reported in Lee, all indicators of red tide. NOAA predicted this past weekend's winds would intensify the bloom along the county's coast. Jessica Mazaros, WGCU News.